Test 62, Section 2, Question 9. Here, we're looking for what would make the argument perfect, because it's what, if assumed, enables the conclusion to be properly drawn. And it says, a retrospective study is a scientific study that tries to determine the causes of their present characteristics by looking at connections between the present and what happened to them in the past before it began. So retrospective tries to look back and say, okay, because of what they have now, let's look back at traits and see what caused them. Because retrospective studies of human subjects must use the subject's reports about their own past, you have to rely on their reports of their own past. However, such studies cannot reliably determine the causes of human subjects' present characteristics, so they can't reliably determine their characteristics. So the conclusion is they can't reliably determine the causes, and the evidence is really just that they rely on subjective reports of their past. So we need something that's going to say if something relies on subjective reports, then it can't be a reliable source to discover the cause. So A, whether or not a study of human subjects can reliably determine the cause may depend at least in part on the extent to which the study uses inaccurate reports. Okay, this would be great as an assumption question, but it's not an assumption question. It's what would make it perfect, and it's not strong enough to make it perfect. It says may depend at least in part. It's not going to make this perfect. A study cannot reliably determine the causes of present characteristics unless there exists correlation between the present characteristics of the subjects and what happened. Well, that's pretty strong, but that's not really going to fill in the gap, which is that it's the subjective reports that make this problematic. In studies of human subjects that attempt to find connections between their present characteristics and what happened in the past, the reports about their own past are highly susceptible to inaccuracy. That would help pretty well, because that's going to say, look, they're really susceptible to inaccuracy, and that would suggest that they can't reliably do it. It helps. I'm not sure if it makes it perfect, so let's keep going. If a study uses only accurate reports, then that study can reliably determine. Well, that isn't going to tell us anything about this study, because we don't know whether they're only accurate reports. And then every scientific study in which they look for connections between present characteristics of subjects and what happened in the past must use the subject's reports. Well, that's saying all of them have to. And so the one that's going to make this one perfect is C, because if studies that attempt to find connections between those, the subject's report between what happened and the what happened in the past or their present characteristics, if their reports are highly susceptible to inaccuracy, then that does support the claim that they're not reliable determining factors of the causes, and therefore C is going to be our best response.